Enough! Before this day, never have I met my match in battle. Yet this noble knight has fought me to a standstill.
Are you all right, Ludo?
Smile!
Sir Ludo, if that's thy name, now I, Sir Didymus, yield to thee. Come, let us be brothers henceforth, and fight for the right as one. Oh, thank you very much.
Ludo, get brother.
Well met, Sir Ludo.
Good, come on.
Wait a minute. You forget my sacred vow, my lady. I cannot let you pass.
But you just said Ludo is your brother.
I have taken an oath, and I must defend it to the death.
Okay, let's handle this thing logically. What exactly have you sworn?
I have sworn with my life blood. No one shall pass this way without my permission.
Well, may we have your permission?
Well, I... Yes?
Thank you, noble sir.
My lady.
Welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
And we're here
it still feels weird to hear you say your name.
Oh, so
did you
bad.
Forget what his name was?
I think
for
so.
For a second, I was like, what is my name? How does this go? My Mr. White, no, I don't know.
Has everybody been calling you hi for the last 4 weeks?
No, I don't talk to people.
Then they'll come to you and they say hi, and you're like, oh, that's my name.
No, I just ignore that.
Anyways, this week, we're going to be talking about an Australian film from 2015, directed by Rosemary Miles. This movie is by the name of Girl Asleep.
Also, Hunt for the Wilder People is New Zealand, you motherfucker.
Same
you difference. Never call an Aussie a Kiwi.
Same difference.
Or the other way around. I don't know which way it works. Don't call any of them the other one.
It's not India, Pakistan. No one cares.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Lights out.
Comfy. Not sweetheart.
We like you, new girl. He's not invited.
So did you want to hang out?
Holy crapples, is that you? You're so cute.
You should stay for tea, Elliot. I'm making chinos.
Brett is turning 15 soon.
You should have like an awesome party or something.
I'll get you a new dress and we'll get your hair and makeup done. We can all do it.
Ta-da!
No party, all right?
Douglas, take it away.
So... Girl Asleep is wonderful movie. The title is Girl Asleep, and the movie is literally about a girl who falls asleep and gets whisked away into this magical dream world where the forest has scary wolves, weird tree people, a strong savior lady person, and all sorts of other weird paper mache inspired people. So this movie it's quirky. It definitely has its funny moments, and it's trying hard to be just paperback jellyfish essentially.
Don't you dare.
That's what it's
Don't
trying
do
to
this.
Be. And I would definitely not put it in that league, but
I
do like this movie. It's dumb. There are some corny dad jokes in this movie. And it's just... I don't know, man. There's a something about it. Something about the vibe, about how all the people interact with each other, that is just automatically has this kind of awkward sort of humor in there. So this girl clearly has a history of something. I don't know what it is, but the family treat her, the parents in particular, treat her like she's a glass figurine. And so there may be some issues with, like, relationships with people. I don't know. But whatever it is, she's at a new school. She, her birthday is coming up, and she's only really become good friends with one person, with this guy who is definitely not one of the cool kids. And the cool girls are trying to get her to be in their cool girl crew, but she's not really having it. And then her parents decide, you know what? It's time to invite everybody at the school to her party. Does she like anybody at the school? Probably not. And so it's the story about her, like, getting away from the party. And then I don't even know what happens. She falls asleep, but there's this kind of electric shock, like it's almost a magic thing that brings her into the sleep, and she has this weird dream where everybody, it's kind of like The Fall, where everybody plays a fucked up version of themselves. So the father is there as a tree, the mother is the ice queen, which kind of all ties back a little bit to what's been happening in life. So her mom and her dad have been having fights, and so I picture that ice queen to be something to do with, you know, her not being very approachable recently and things like that. At the end of the day, this is a dumb fun movie with, it's kind of like a weird French paper mache,
it's Australian
Michel Gondry jellyfish in paper bags kind of movie.
Keep saying it.
And I like it. It could have been better. I definitely was expecting more, but I did enjoy the time that I had with it.
So, okay. This movie starts out...
Feel the fire.
...as an Australian Wes Anderson ripoff.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can see just by the way the movie's framed and done, like there's an early scene where she's sitting on the bench and where she meets her new friend. And in the background you can see like a basketball thing going on where they're going left to right.
Right.
And then you see them almost like comically, you see the position of people changing, like right. Almost like it's like they don't know how to play basketball, they're just racing with a ball in hand. Right. And there's also stuff happening in the foreground, and the camera keeps creeping in to kind of eventually get that foreground out of the way, so you just have these guys. And it's almost like someone who really digs Wes Anderson movies, but doesn't understand the heart of them. So he just knows how to copy the image.
He got the look down.
Right, he got the look down. Right, even down to like having the pastels in the movie, and having the quirky family where the dad doesn't understand that he's weird, or the mom doesn't get that, you know, this isn't what children really want or care about, right? Having that party going on or whatever. And that's there to then be thrust into a weird dream movie for the second half, where it's almost Princess Mononoke kind of things, but
there is a wolf girl in this movie.
But at the same time, it's like it almost reminded me more of Labyrinth, where I actually like Labyrinth a lot, so don't where it's this girl who's just fallen into this mystical world, and she doesn't know the rules of how to get out, and it just is strange. But guess what? All of those things mentioned are good things about movies. This movie is none of those. It is just a smattering of horseshit. that rolls up for an hour and 20 minutes. I don't think it's even that long exactly. And it just, like, even if, like, you see the Wes Anderson-ness at the beginning, and you're like, I don't, sure, let's be a copycat. Let's see if you can get it right. And you kind of go with it for a while, and you're like, all right, I get the corny dad jokes. Maybe that can be endearing and cute. But by the time you get to that second half, like, my arms are so highly thrown up of giving up with this movie that it didn't have a shot. This movie was a non-starter. Right?
See, arms folded so tightly you couldn't breathe properly.
It's one of those movies where you can feel that the filmmaker is a fan of a lot of great things that we're also a fan of. Right? But that doesn't mean he made a good movie. He made an attempt, and I hope next time his attempt is better. But, sorry, next time her attempt is better. This movie is directed by a woman.
Oh, no.
But, goddammit, this movie is bad.
Right? Change my mind. It's a woman that directed it now.
This movie's god awful.
It's an important story.
Right. About automatically better. Delves into the life of. This movie is now.
Damien, you're an idiot.
Until Andrew said it, I knew I liked the look of this movie. It was until Andrew said, oh, he's ripping off. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that was the only good thing I was going to say about this movie. Because I didn't realize it was a rip-off. It's like, I like this look. I like your look, son.
Damon came to the movie and was like, this looks like a Yasujiro Ozu movie.
Yeah, I like your look, movie. There's bits and pieces that that made me smile. There's a young man that is dancing at all times.
Yep.
And he is giving zero fucks about everybody else around him.
He looks like he came out of a Dave Chappelle skit.
Yeah, he's having himself a time.
Like there's a smoke machine somewhere with him.
Right. Like they filmed him on a green screen and then they superimposed him to this movie. He's having the best time. Both in the hallways at school and then at the party. Like the times you see him, it's like, alright, movie. The father comes from outside. I don't know if they have a pool. I think so. And he has on a pair of shorts that can only be described as severe. And the entire family is just like, whoa. Hey. Look, dog. I'm going to put on some clothes. Not having this conversation. But then there's the rest of the movie. And It's a swing and a miss, this movie. The girl is not... I like her friend, but I think I only like him because she's so bad. She's a nothing character. I don't like her. I don't care about her struggle. Nothing about it seems interesting.
You don't care about her struggle to get to sleep?
Whatever the conflict in this movie is, I don't care about. I did appreciate having the mean girls bark like dogs at the end. But it was then ruined by the resolution where there's a younger version of herself. And when I saw that, I went, this movie just... It doesn't like me, I guess. This does not want me to enjoy any part of this. And the movie mercifully ended quickly. So I could go find other things to do, mostly sports. But this movie, usually I'd watch these movies once early and then closer to when we're reviewing it. And after I saw it the first time, I just went, nah, not watching this again. I'm straight with this. This one isn't worth me taking the time.
But how do you know that the second time you wouldn't have loved it?
No, I'm just going to guess. to guess that that's the case. This one I'll accept. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe years from now, my children will bring Girl Asleep to me. In my dying moments, I'll see, oh no, Girl Asleep was awesome. And then I'll tell them to update the Excel sheet.
Because you're too old to reach the Excel
sheet. My dying wish.
Update Excel.
What about your money?
Nothing for you.
You're all terrible children. Whoever updates first gets all my money. I don't care.
Git push.
But no, like, the one thing this movie had going was that I enjoyed the look. And the second Andrew opened his mouth, he just shot. Like, I would be like, I guess this movie, like a 1.5 out of 4. And then Andrew just came in because he's like, brr, brr, brr. It's like, nope. They may do like anything about this movie. This movie's a cheap rip-off of things you like. Damn it. This movie is not impressed at all. Especially after seeing their other national output, Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah,
it does not compare.
Yeah, they man.
Another strong Australian movie.
Another strong Australian movie, right, Damien?
The views of Damien do not represent the views of
Australia. Should just take them over. They're right there. It's not that big a country.
Yeah. Right. You know what, Damien? The truth is, all of Ozu's films are from Australia, too.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right? And Widow People is the exception that proves the rule.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Right? There's one bright light in a sea of criminals. They're criminals, like, right?
You know what Australian movie was good last year?
Crocodile
Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, I'm pretty sure that's American.
No, it's Australian.
You know what upset me, though? What? I was upset that at no point did she go and say that's the Australian bush.
Mm-hmm. And by law, we need to have them have a that's not a knife. That's an... Like, going to...
I didn't see one boomerang in the movie.
Yeah. There's no kangaroos. This movie sucks. There's no overt racism.
Some Crocodile Dundee. I really do.
Here's the thing. Those movies don't hold up great.
The thing about...
I saw part 2 recently. It does not hold up.
Of course not. But I still like
jokes.
It.
Yeah, the jokes.
Yeah.
It's real racist.
I've actually watched... Part 2 is part 2 racist?
There's some, I mean, the movie, like, where it is presented, where the opportunity is there for them to be racist, they do not shy away from.
Okay.
It's pretty good though. Is I still it? Like that.
Clearly I need to watch that. Well, you maybe should. I don't I should watch it.
There at some point in those movies where a guy pulls off what's the word for that again?
A walkabout? Yes, walkabout. There is a walkabout in the first one.
Mm-hmm. A spoiler off of a car and throws it like a boomerang.
Yes.
That happens in the second one.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
With Rock.
That's why I watched the second one, because I wanted to see that again.
Is it sad that no matter what movie he's in, I know him as Rock?
Rock.
He's the driver in that movie. He's also the groundsman in Rudy.
Oh,
he used to have a television show.
Are you sure that's The Rock?
Yes, like, not The Rock.
Sorry, Rock. Rock.
Like, yes, it's him. He used to have a television show on Fox called Rock.
In my head, I thought that was Family Matters, dude.
No.
I haven't seen the movie in forever.
Right, Girl Asleep.
Damien, would you like to...
Not Tom approved.
Would you like to pick a side on this debate?
I don't care enough. You've strayed so far from this bad, bad movie. That's all I want to care about, except for don't, because it's not good.
It's a Wes Anderson ripoff.
Yeah, you broke the movie for me, Andrew. You took
You're
a
welcome.
You took an already broken movie and pissed all over it.
You're welcome.
Just like... This shitty West Anderson ripoff.
Charles S. Dutton. It's Rock.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. My bad.
I mean, when you turn your phone like that for 13 seconds, like, you're like, it's him. Like, Andrew can't see who
it's,
he
is. No,
it's like when. It's like exactly when you get up to the door, you hold your badge, police.
Let me in.
Yeah.
FBI.
Yep. And then the lady of the house says, sure.
Yeah, sure.
You're the police. Come in, I'm bored.
Yeah. And then someone says...
What was that again?
It was a bad movie. It was also on Netflix. With
oh, I like that movie. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. you still like that movie.
I
both
do.
Of us were like, nah. There's points that I like, but...
I like that movie.
She's too miserable.
Again, not the greatest of movies, but I enjoy it.
So yeah, Girl Asleep, it'd be bad.
It'd be good.
It's the kind of movie where if I were to write something about it, I'd expect myself to write bad puns like, I fell asleep.
Ah. The girl wasn't the only person asleep.
Right.
You should also go to sleep instead of watching this movie.
Would you like to take part in this game, Douglas? Right. Did you fall asleep?
How many sheep do you need to count?
No, it would be kangaroos because it's Australia.
Sorry. Australian
well,
sheep.
That would make sense because they're more able to hop over the fence. Yeah. Right?
Moving right along.
I mean, there's some shitty Australia jokes that I have about kangaroos jumping upside down. I'm better than that.
Oh, really?
I keep thinking of that video. I don't know if you saw it. It was this video people were sharing around of this guy whose dog was being attacked by a kangaroo in Australia and decided, I want my dog back. So went and punched the kangaroo.
You shouldn't do that.
The dog ran away. Kangaroo was so stunned, it just kind of stood there. Being like,
it's like, what?
it's not fair. And then he got away.
Yeah. It's not fair. That, this was between me and the dog. Cheating. So it's a perfectly legit fight. You have to step
see, in. I bet you people went and watched that video and were like, yeah, that's a great guy. He fought for his dog. No. No. The dog was lost once the kangaroo got involved. Just run away. It's a dog. You can get another one. Oh, so many people are going to hate me for that.
You punch a kangaroo.
Damon, Werner Herzog eats his shoe.
Yeah. I saw you two idiots.
Oh. It's like a 20-minute short. It's hilarious.
The story I remember hearing is that came out of a bet he lost.
Yeah, well, right. In a way. So apparently, Errol, you know who Errol Morris is, right? He
Philip
was
Morris's brother.
Yes, he was a student at NYU or wherever. I think it's NYU. And for whatever reason, Werner Herzog was there and chatting to him, and he said, "Listen, stop the bullshit," because apparently he did a bunch of things before he went into film and still was doing a bunch of films and didn't finish one. He's like, "Listen, if you finish this movie, I'll eat my fucking shoes," and that's where it came from.
Then he ate his shoe.
Ate
how
his
was
shoes.
That movie?
The 20 minutes.
Werner Herzog ate his shoe. How was the movie? Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. It was Werner Herzog being Werner Herzog. So he's eating his shoe while talking. Oh, yes, he does. Well, he doesn't really narrate it, but they're interviewing him. So the interview feels like a narration.
He's like, this is the soul of the shoe.
Oh, he says some deep Werner Herzog cuts in this one.
Sometimes I wonder if he knows how funny he is to me.
I don't think he does. I think he's serious.
I know there are times when he's being serious and I still find it funny, but I think there are times when he knows that he's funny.
So did you know that he made a movie, I can't remember what it's called, where at least one of the scenes has like this bus going around and these little people running around it?
No, I don't know that one, no.
So he filmed that, and apparently, of course, people got real hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Upset or like physically hurt?
Like a car ran over somebody.
Okay, all right, cool.
and they were, you know, getting banged up and whatever. And he's like, okay, in solidarity, there is a cactus there. I'm going to jump on it. And he absolutely jumped on it. And he was talking about this after the fact. And he's like, yes, there are still... I can't do the Werner Herzog accent. Mm-hmm. There are still... Apparently, there are still like...
Marks on his body.
No, not marks. Still cactus needles in his knee, in the ligament. Because that's not a place you can get things out of. Because you just lose your knee.
Yeah. So he's a smart man.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Yeah.
I think that should be, like, I used to like to listen to Kevin Pollock's chat show. It's still going.
Is it still going?
It's still going.
Oh, wow.
Is
it still fully internet only?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I think he has, like, some deal with someone else that it goes through as well, but you can still just get the podcast if you want. And one of the things that he does on it is he does this game called the Larry King game. And one of the reasons why is he says he loves to hear people's bad Larry King impression. Because, like, that's one thing that everyone... Like, I don't care whether you think you're good or not.
Yeah.
It's bad. And it's just great to hear. I think I'd love to hear everyone's bad Werner Herzog impression.
Yeah. I'd also like to hear everyone's bad Sam Jackson impression.
Yes, you deserve to die, and I hope you burn in hell!
TikTok, motherfucker!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was the right line to go with. Everybody should know that's his line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, they deserve to die.
I'd go with snakes on the plane.
Nope.
There's no way.
Nope. Me and Damien were on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
We didn't even have to look at each other. Nope. We're like, yeah, we know.
Mm-hmm. There is one movie I want to talk about.
Yes!
I saw a movie.
You saw The Devil?
No, not that movie. I have seen that one, but that's not the movie I'm talking about.
I need
about.
Sleep. I can't.
Love that movie so much.
I sat down the other day and I watched Personal Shopper.
Why? Why? Why did you do that?
Andrew, did you watch Clouds of Sils Maria?
I did.
Did you like Clouds of Sils
not
Maria?
Really. Then why are you doing this to yourself?
You realize that the person who directed directed this, and the person who acted in that
acted in this.
What is your... Why would you do that?
Because I'm a glutton for punishment.
Clearly.
Moving right along.
Well, Johnny. Is that the right word, or is it...
Misogynist is a word. I don't know what you mean.
Masochist?
No, I know it's masochist, but misogynist is what... I'm right. No, it's a masochist. All right, no, I'm sorry.
You know, I always mix up in my head masochist and sadist as to which one is which.
Okay.
It just works when you say S&M. When you put them together, then when you're a sadomasochist, you're good to go.
Yeah, everything applies.
Yep.
Yes, I watch Personal Shopper.
Okay, right, because you're...
Stop it.
Moron.
Oh, right, right, that's the M word. That's the right M word, right? Right. What I was looking at. Thank you.
I think I like this movie.
Oh god damn well, it.
I'm glad he likes it on his own time. I'm not watching that movie.
It was never that a movie I was going to pick for the podcast. So in case you guys don't know what this movie's about.
You shouldn't, because it's bad. Like the last one was bad.
It's a movie about Christian Stewart's character,
mm-hmm.
whose brother has recently died. They supposedly he is a medium. And
like
NBC medium?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like shirt size or skirts?
No, she's an extra medium.
She's an extra medium.
Yeah. Extra medium. So she's decided.
She's a medium.
She's decided.
We should do this podcast. We're entirely too stupid. Right.
Apparently, the two of them made a pact because the reason he died was he died from a heart issue.
Okay.
The two of them have like a heart defect, and technically, they could die at any time.
Okay.
Right. But the two of them made a pact where when one of them dies, whichever one. Because they are mediums and they believe in all of that,
wouldn't they be media?
You be quiet.
Or media?
Let me finish, Matt. I know you don't care about this movie still be at all.
Just be S.
It's like stadium in stadia.
No, it's stadiums.
No, it's stadia. Yes.
No, one
it's,
stadium.
It's stadium.
Many stadiums.
Quorum is quorum.
It's quorums.
Forum is
forum.
Fora. Florum is flora.
Nope, I just add S.
No. Emails, like,
English is dumb.
Datum is data.
No, it's datas.
Datas. Sorry, Andrew. You may continue.
He's not sorry.
Don't listen to him. Sorry, not sorry. The yeah.
Mediums.
Alright.
The two of them made a pact where when one of them die, the other one will stay around to wait for a sign that everything is okay. You know, they... Whatever, right? And so she can't... She refuses to leave Paris. She works... Her job is as a personal shopper to, like, a famous person, which is, like, a secondary thing in the movie that really doesn't come up other than you see her picking up dresses at times. But the movie revolves around her kind of just trying to figure out if she feels something and if she's gotten that sign and that go-ahead to go off elsewhere where she wants to be with her boyfriend who's off in another country at the time. And so it's all about that. It's about this pretty much a ghost story, right, with this girl who's grieving the loss of her brother and at the same time just trying to live. And, like, I actually thought this was going to be a movie which was just going to be, like, an hour and a half just grieving movie. Just her dealing with the fact that she's sad that her brother is gone. And even though she talks about being a medium and believing in ghosts, it's never going to happen. How wrong was I when this movie became a legit ghost movie where you see Ghostbusters shit happening? Right, you see ghosts appearing, and like it becomes actually scary to me watching this movie. Right, and everything I hated about Sils Maria, where it kind of meandered around this relationship that was going on that we didn't, I don't think I even fully understood when the movie was over. Right, this movie feels like it course corrects all of those complaints. No, do I expect either of you to watch this movie? Absolutely not. But
I mean, you say it is the opposite of Sils Maria, which is, I mean, having seen that movie, it wouldn't take much to be the opposite, but I still think what you've done is taking it from a hell no to a, I mean,
like, I mean, I still don't expect either of you to really like this movie, because you still have Kristen Stewart doing her thing, right? Like,
she's still moping around.
It's still kind of mopey. Boy. But there, like, the story itself was something that got me, and like, it's a movie where,
but now you've spoiled the story for me.
Yeah, it's a movie where, like, I want to watch it again, because I have feelings about it, but I don't quite concrete love it.
You seem pleasantly surprised.
I was, right? And for everyone out there who's been championing this movie and wants to throw the word interesting around to be like, at least someone might watch this. And yes, you're still laughing at top five jokes.
Was it top five?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to remember.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
But just on the off chance that you're looking for something different and this movie's there, I'd say give it a shot. Right? The poster said, the billboard said interesting.
Hilarious.
Demons there going like, will I go down this road?
Will I find something else to watch.
Oh, it's sports time. I'll remember by the time sports is finished. Oh, God, I love this time of year. Pretty sure I've said that every single year on this podcast.
Yes. You're just like, why are we recording? We could be watching the sports.
All of the sports.
Whatever sport is on, we could watch it.
Someone came over and they heard me use the word sport. Like, God, I love this time of year. It's all of the sport. And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, and then my mother was there to intercept her. Like, all right, listen, think of every sport. And she was like, mm-hmm. He watches all of them. It's like, no. And he's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's one of them. You know those people that talk all day about sports and you go, they can't possibly have the time to watch all the sports they talk about. He's one of them then. But yes, fun times. So much sports. Right. Movies. Did you watch any movie that we're never going to review on this podcast? That isn't a Netflix movie. That you watch as comfort food. Those don't count.
Top five. Actually, I've been watching. I did watch Top Five. I've been watching. Some time ago, I got a Filmstruck account. Mm-hmm. But within the last month, I think they actually came out with an Android TV app. So now I don't have to worry about whether casting works and shit like that. I can actually watch whatever I want to watch. And I've been watching a few movies from there. Some that I have seen, some that I haven't. So one of them that I have seen already and really enjoy is Irma La Douce that I watched, which is a Billy Wilder movie with Jack Lemmon and... why am I pulling up a blank? Terms of Endearment. What is her name?
Shirley MacLaine.
Thank you, Shirley MacLaine. You know that one, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. That movie's great.
That's actually one I haven't seen yet.
Seriously?
I haven't seen that one.
What?
Of all people.
I've seen this movie like 4 or 5 times easily. How have you not watched this movie?
It doesn't sound right. I don't believe you.
Things slip through the cracks.
No.
Oh. Mm-mm. It's dumb. And you love Billy Wilder. Come on.
Way too much to have had any one of his prominent movies slip past. Yeah, I don't think he's. I think he's lying to us. I need a fact check on this one. I don't believe a word.
Yep.
If he says.
I also watched Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, fuck that movie.
I haven't seen it in a long time. I don't like, I remember the name. Mm-hmm. I loosely remember the story, but I don't remember any.
Yeah, any, it's one of those things where, like, as you say, once you decide you don't like the movie, mm-hmm, it gets really easy to nitpick at shit. And it's not even nitpicking, it's like, I just watch it and I'm like, really, can we please not have this? Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine because you're playing with your headphone wire.
This is my headphone wire.
Oh, I thought I was a mic wire.
No.
Oh.
We're children, so bad Douglas.
Yeah, so I watched that and that movie. Not a big fan.
You know what I saw this week? I watched Five Came Back, which is the documentary series that showed up on Netflix. It's 3 episodes, so it's, mm-hmm, like a 3-hour movie pretty much, which is about the 5 filmmakers, American filmmakers, who enlisted in World War II. And were pretty much made to make propaganda movies and make documentaries, mm-hmm, during the war.
Right.
I think it was John Ford, John Huston, George Stevens, William Wyler, and Frank Capra were the directors who were in there. And they talk about not just the movies that they made during the period for the War Commission, including, of course, this famous movie, which I've already forgotten the name of, which was one of the pieces that The Master was based off of, to deal with showing the actual people coming back from the war and dealing with their mental state.
So bad propaganda.
Which was a movie that was, it became infamous because it was withheld. Like, right, when it came back, the war people were not letting this one out.
Listen, look, dog, we gave you money for a specific kind of movie.
And it kind of looks at the filmmakers before, during, and after. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting. Like, I thought it was kind of cool.
That sounds,
it's on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way,
yeah,
you know what I've been...
Netflix has that one outright, so yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
I've said that to Anai Douglas.
You're an asshole. Very upset. You know what I have watched that I think you would really like, Andrew? Is same criteria on Filmstruck. Apparently there was a show on IFC a million years ago. Called Split Screen. Do you know anything about this?
I don't think so.
Never
no.
heard of it.
So it's your kind of show. It's this indie film guy talking to indie film people, but they've
it's your kind of show, Andrew. Yeah. Indie film dudes, indie film hippies, right,
yeah,
talking to other indie film, yeah, hippies. Right.
But I think that they've, because in the trailer, they talk about having like 170-something episodes. But I look and it's 3 seasons of 6 episodes each. So they've clearly... I think they've cherry-picked what they've taken. And it's clear that they're like, okay, which one of you guys have gotten famous? Because so far, yeah. I've watched 3 episodes, and I've gotten Spike Lee, I've gotten Richard Linklater, I've gotten John Waters, and I've gotten Kevin Smith. And it's an interesting show. He talks about in some of the he has like an intro in every season. He talks about how he wanted to try and make it almost like the Pee Wee Herman show, where you have like fun little things like a mailman coming in. So he has a mailman that comes in and gives him movies, and then he's like, okay, let's see if we're gonna watch this one, and then he watches a movie. It's kind of dumb, it's kind of indie, it's kind of crazy. It's I actually enjoy it, and if I'm enjoying it and it's, you know, straight just that, I feel like you would enjoy it
straight
too.
Indie hippies.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with a group of people, and it was the first time in a long time that I felt truly out of touch with regular people. Because I said the name Michael Bay, and someone said, which one of the actors is that? And I started to laugh and point, and then the rest of people in the group said, I don't know who Michael Bay is either. They were talking about Transformers, though. This wasn't just some random Michael Bay joke. They were talking about Transformers. And and they were just like, which one of them is Michael
Bay? I would
Bay?
Have thought that he's a household enough
exactly.
name to...
I thought that...
He's made some of the biggest movies
everybody
ever.
Everybody knows. But is it... Like, is it... Are we the last of it?
We're the last of the Mohicans.
Are like the people behind of
the last of the movie watchers?
No, just don't care who makes any... It's like, listen, I know movie stars and that is it.
If I can't see his face, what's
yeah,
the
point? Yeah. I don't care whose name is at the front of it.
So I had a dumb fun thing today at work. So over the weekend, one of my coworkers messaged me. I was like, Andrew, I need your help. I'm like, alright, what's up? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I want you to do me a favor. Oh, no. I want you to buy me some tickets for a movie. Because he knows that I use online system. I'm like, alright, sure. He's like, I give money, great, whatever. He's like, buy me 2 tickets for Silence. No. Let's say I don't know this guy that well,
yeah.
for the sake of it.
Uh-huh,
right?
But he's not
but
going to enjoy Silence.
I didn't think he was a Silence person. Uh-huh. I immediately jump up and down with joy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We did it.
We did it.
No, that
saw
movie has sold
morning.
2 uh-huh. tickets in
saw
Jamaica.
Saw him this morning, and he came to me with... Like, remember,
the entire
understand,
time.
I never told him to watch this
of
movie.
Of course he didn't. You're not that crazy.
He looked, I'm like, alright, I just want to know what got you to watch that movie.
Uh-huh.
He's like, so I was taking out this girl,
uh-huh.
and I told her, just pick a movie. And because of her, and she's like, she don't want to watch Fast and Furious.
Uh-huh.
We're not watching the animated movie. All
right.
That's left is Silence at 8 o'clock.
Right. And she's like, Silence it is.
And I ask him, how was the 3-hour...
What a fun date night movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, it did not go well.
Although, I shouldn't talk. I brought someone to the arrival, and she promptly fell asleep. Oh, this movie's a... Then it was intermission, bought her food, came back. She's like, right, what is happening this... Twice, you know. But I went to see The Arrival and give a shit about her being bored, as it's her problem. I enjoyed The Arrival, that's what I did. But she fell asleep twice. She was nice about it. Like, she was up, she was like, listen,
that was a shit movie.
She was like, I was busy all day, and I didn't get a lot of sleep, and it's cold and dark, and I wasn't, the movie didn't change. So I'm like, no, it's fine. I wanted to see this movie and use it as an excuse to drag you along. You falling asleep is probably for the best. So if you had stayed awake at the end, you're like, fuck this movie. Then we'd have to have a different conversation that I don't want to have this fight. So yeah, but Silence, oh boy. That's not a good movie to bring anybody to. If you do a podcast with 2 lunatics, you can bring them to Silence. Outside of that, no. You watch that by yourself. Alone.
It says silence.
For a reason. I wonder if somebody walked out that interpretation and was like, just so everybody knows Fast and Furious will come and watch.
What kind of soda do you think they had? Do you think they had like a pineapple soda?
They had pop.
No pineapple.
We have to talk about Fast and Furious before pineapple.
All right, fair enough.
We haven't spoken about Fast.
We haven't spoken about Fast and Furious yet.
We're supposed to review tonight.
What?
The fate of the Furious.
All right, we've been talking about nonsense for long enough. Foolishness 8 came out. I went to watch it with you two idiots, and halfway through the movie, I got the sense that Andrew wasn't fully on board. Andrew, I want you to start.
All right, so
tell me how much you love Fast and Furious.
This movie is about how Dom finally finds out that he...
Andrew, there's no one on Earth left that doesn't know the story of Fast and Furious.
It's crossed 900 million globally. Anyone who's going to watch it has seen it.
It's bigger than Star Wars.
The people who haven't don't even know there's a story in Fast and Furious.
So, yes, I like this movie.
Like is not the word I was looking for, but I'll take
this
it.
This sounds like there's a but coming.
Yeah, no, there's a very large one.
But, of the four films,
yes,
because we know there are only four.
I've only seen four.
Right? I think this might be my least favorite of those four.
Tokyo Drift. Andrew, come on, you know you love it.
No, you don't.
Yes, he does. He's the one that made me love it.
Look, I actually like 3 and 4. So technically, in my mind, there's 6 movies. But because I'm talking to Damien,
there's
I'm going
only
to
the
say
four.
There are 4 movies.
Right, there's 4
just
movies.
So we can get past this. So we don't have to have that argument again.
Right. I don't want you to prove you
the only one I really don't like is the second one. Which is...
First two are bad.
The first really one is bad. It's horrendous. But
no, the first one is the first one is when they go to Brazil and drive the same across the street. I like that.
The first one is Point Break.
Anyways, yeah, we're talking about Fast 8.
Yes, you said there's a but. But what?
Fast 5? What?
This movie is
Fast 5 butts.
It feels like even the people who made it didn't understand that I don't care about the characters as like people. Right? There was so much backstory going on, so much backpedaling of things happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of talking.
And it also helped that for the first half of this movie, all of the sequences actually like the Cuba bit. So I'm exempting that from...
Oh no,
I enjoyed the Cuba section.
It's so stupid.
But with the exception of that, like all of the car action scenes... were so CGI'd up, it just took the fun out of it for me. Right? Like, the thing I've enjoyed about 5, 6, and 7, I'm not saying they don't enhance anything, right? But the way they film it is it feels so right. It feels like they put in the work and it just came out with the energy that I love of those movies. Like, seeing the CGI cars just fall down.
Yeah.
Like, and then worse to worse... the hacking fighting. Guys, we need to stop putting... I don't care how
but
dumb your movie
so
is.
Funny.
I don't care how... Like
hack
that,
fights.
That is the thing that Kung Fury is allowed to do because you have a guy called Hackerman.
Hackerman.
Right?
I hack too much time.
Right? Like, they understand how dumb it is.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not saying they don't know that it's dumb, but the way that they do it, it almost feels like they want me to...
Andrew,
a little bit too close.
But Andrew,
as a hacker man yourself,
to be fair, no matter what happened in this movie, and I have to tell you, everything that happened in this movie was great. No matter what happened in this movie, hard boiled.
Yes. Now, when we get to that final 30 minutes, that is great. That is the thing that I love about this movie. All of that ending, including the airplane scene.
Yep.
It is the best thing I could have hoped for. And it reminds me of the goal. Like, we thought the golden rule was you add The Rock to anything and it's better. Yeah. The golden rule
Jason
is Jason
Statham
makes things better. Right?
I cannot wait for that. For more movies with Jason Statham
Here's
and
The
Rock.
Thing,
and Helen Mirren. She was
yeah,
awesome.
Helen Mirren
Jason
was good.
Statham has led me astray once
I
or twice.
I agree with you.
What?
Right?
When has he done that?
Wild card.
I forget. The spy.
Spy so good.
I hate that movie so much.
It makes me
cry
sometimes.
So much. But like his shitty movies, I know I haven't seen all of them, right? So I really can't tell. But I don't think I've disliked any of them.
Mechanic 2 is so bad.
Yeah. No, actually,
Mechanic
1
is so bad. Mechanic 2 is real, real bad. He's made bad movies. But the movies that he's bad in is ones that don't realize that he's best when there is fun to be had. Mm-hmm. Which is like the Transporter movies. He's clearly having a good time.
Which is why that airplane scene is there's so much fun in that scene.
Yeah.
Right.
And him riffing off at a rock like, I'm going to do this and that and that.
Both of them
keeping
up so much arms us that at one point they're like, we can't do this anymore. This is too stupid.
Oh, and fuck Scott Eastwood.
Okay.
Like, I get that they need to put another bland white dude in the movie because
other
bland white dude is gone.
Right.
But we didn't need him.
Yeah.
You could have left them as the team was and Jason Statham and we're good.
I want a movie with Tyrese, The Rock, and Jason Statham, and I don't care what the movie's about.
Is it a sequel to Baby Boy?
I don't care what the movie's about. You're not listening. Anything at all you put the three of them in, I will spend money on watch. This movie is so... It's not... Like, this movie is not peak Fast and Furious, right? They achieved peak Fast and Furious the last time.
In 5.
No. When you jump car from building to building and parachute them out of planes, that is peak. There's nowhere else. That is beyond what Torque did, right? The out-torque, finally, with 7. This one, it is unfair because all you're seeing is the highest heights. But where they make up for it is having more Rock and Jason Statham on the screen together, and you just go, the stunts aren't as good, the bad girl isn't as bad, and someone really needs to tell Vin Diesel that we can't hear him. But all of that
family
is,
you need to kiss my son.
hold on, Bane, when did you get into
exactly
the movie?
Like, if they were going to, if it was, she had to put a mask over him because he was biting through the cuffs or something, you'd go, alright, it makes sense that we can't hear him. But he's just, like, in
actually,
quiet conversation.
You sure that wasn't just Carib?
Dear God, no, it's bad. I could hear everybody else. It's not
They have a dedicated Vin Diesel speaker.
I mean,
and
should.
It's broken.
They should mute it. What I want, like the next one, they need a director that understands what I and everybody else walked out of Fast and Foolishness, which is more foolishness. And I want them to have Vin Diesel double down on mumbling, and then they just subtitle what he's... since they're going to
speaking
have him
of
mumble,
which,
yeah.
There were subtitles in the Australian movie we watched, and that was funny. That's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say a word! Okay, I'll talk without talking, and then there will be subtitles. It's great. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But... watching this movie, because the first time it all kind of just washes over you, you're just like, boy, this movie is stupid. But the second time, you can do fun things like count the amount of times I say family and like really zero in on the parts of this movie.
Can you count how many times I say family? I feel like you run out of fingers real quick.
It was 23. We were sure it would have been over 30, but I got it under 25, which is impressive. Because they said family at least 14 times in the trailer. So I don't know how. But when you really...
They wanted
like,
to let you know it was family oriented.
Good.
A family movie.
You see this movie and you're
it's a family affair.
Alright, Bryn. Try and work
we
out...
We are family.
If any of this makes any logical sense. And that is when you have an even better time. Because from the start. Now that you know what's happening ahead of time, you can really zero in on the things that don't make sense and just marvel at the fact that someone on set must have at some point gone, that doesn't make any sense. And the director just gone, nah. And that was his attitude for every single stunt in the entirety of this movie. Just like, nah. They hacked a submarine and the propeller started spinning. You know, like submarines, that's how submarines are. And your favorite part where there was people hacking and counter hacking, they did that with a submarine.
It's so bad.
It's real dumb. It's not like no one has taken Swordfish's crown yet. That is what I'm waiting on. I want a cube to meet another cube and 9 screens. Swordfish's choice hacking. The best hacking I've ever seen. You Jackman, thank you.
Like, there are the thing they don't realize, right, is that one of the things you have to do when you're making a movie,
mm-hmm.
and this is going to sound snobby for a movie called Fast and the Furious, is you need to make what you're showing us to be actually interesting to look at,
mm-hmm.
right? Someone typing at a keyboard, no matter how many times you swing the camera around, is not interesting to look at.
That's unfair, because what if they type faster?
Yeah. What if two people are hacking side by side? Double the hack.
What if it was like breakdancing, where one of them types uh-huh. and is like, and then
right.
transfers it to the other one?
Douglas, I think you need to be show this. We're upset with Andrew because this is Andrew's actually pro. Like, he's not a hacker, but it's his profession. But he doesn't realize.
He's not a hacker, he's just a hack.
Right. He doesn't realize that we all sit at a desk typing at a computer all day and we still find it hilarious. You know what my favorite part of these new hacking shows are? The fact that they don't have actual physical keyboards. It's just a piece of glass that they type.
Green screen that right. bitch.
It's just a clear glass. They're just like, they just look at it like, what is happening? Oh, God. This Fast and Furious 8 is...
I wonder if I've said this on the podcast, but you know what's interesting is... So, fun and jokes aside, mm-hmm. so the way that the show hacking is like just straight up stupid, right?
It's the worst.
One of the... I'm sure it's not the only one, but one of the more recent movies where I feel like they actually showed hacking almost the right way mm-hmm. is another really dumb movie that I think all three of us like. White House Down. Do you remember when McPoyle went into the White House... He literally plugged in a USB key that he must have spent 6 months working on before, and he pressed enter, mm-hmm. and that was it.
And then he enjoyed his lollipop.
Exactly. That's how that shit works.
Yeah, waiting for the progress bar to say 100.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about this being realistic or anything. It's no. just that it's boring to fucking look at.
Yeah. I don't like Charlize Theron's hairstyle.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
I don't like white dreads.
Mistake. It was not good. It was not.
Although the second time when The Rock kissed Charlize Theron, Carol applauded again.
The Rock or when Vin
Diesel kissed Charlize Theron, everyone was like, "Yeah, of course."
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, yeah. They're like, yeah, that's a good decision.
Yeah. So like, yeah, of course.
They're like, Michelle Rodriguez. Oh, that was horrible.
Before the movie started, we were talking just about how much, like how dumb the movie was. And there was people who clearly came as a group that were sat in front and beside us. And before the movie started, they kept looking around. They're like, why are these guys here if they're just going to shit on the movie? Because they live in a world where the 8th time around, you'd still subject yourself to a movie that you hate. But then the second the movie started, they're like, oh no, they're us. They say dumb, but what they mean is the best movie. Like we mean it.
So Damien, can I get an official ranking of your 4 Fast movies?
Right. It's Fast 7, number 1. Fast 6, number 2, Fast 8, number 3, and Fast 5, 4. Because there's no... Vin Diesel was introduced, but he didn't do that much in the first one.
5, 6, 7, 8.
In that order?
Yep.
8 is the best?
No. No.
What about 4 and 3?
No, well, right. Number 4 for me. All right.
If I have to throw that in the ranking, mm-hmm. then...
I want to know where 3 is in particular.
4 last. Beats 8, and 3 is last.
3 is last?
Yeah, I like 3. Movie. What? But I've watched that movie in the last few years. It's not a good movie.
It doesn't age well. But none of them are good movies.
Right. If we're doing the rest of them.
Right, 2 is the bottom.
There's yeah, no yeah, way. 2 is no. 0. Fast 4, yeah. When he comes back the first time, when Vin Diesel is introduced back to that, uh-huh. that movie sucks.
Not hard like Drug 2. Tunnels? Not hard like the second one.
The second one is hilarious. you know what I'm because actually curious they about? Think the second one is the only one that gives you an indication where the series actually ended up. 1, 3, and 4, they take the car part of it serious, like people care. 2 is the one where they're like, listen, we're running drugs and we need people to drive cars fast. And they have guns that shoot electric shit that shuts down cars. 2 is the one that gives you 5.
You know what I was thinking about? So, these last few movies from 5 up. Mm-hmm. Right, have always been this weird thing where it goes from Ocean's 11 to spy movies to all that right. shit. Right, and you have like this core crew, which have pretty much been like the best of the best of all of the characters that they've had from right. the lower leagues. Right,
right.
They were promoted from Bush up. Leagues, right. one of the people, Ludacris. Mm-hmm. Right, and like
they can't take him out of the movie.
I'm alright with him being there as long as they don't have the goddamn hacking scenes anymore.
That's why they need to take him out of the movie.
But you can see how the conversation and the character's approach to things have changed over the years. And I'm always interested to go back to 2 because I want to see what the Ludacris character was like outside of like making dumb Ludacris jokes. No, because mm-hmm. you see how they talk about like the women in these movies mm-hmm. in 7 and 8
right.
where they're fighting over Ramsay and doing all these things and like 5 they make jokes about slapping asses and mm-hmm. stuff. I imagine how much worse it is in 2 when people... Because I blanked out all...
Eva Mendes is in 2. And so there's a lot of... Part 2, he's just a mechanic that is souping up... I don't know when
pretty
he
much,
became
yeah.
a hacker.
He's a mechanic, and it was a mechanic. And he seems to run magically... some level of races or yeah. something. I think I watched that movie... within the last few years, because I think I may have seen
yeah,
it when
we
I got
sat down
the.
And we watched
yeah,
the whole of them
yeah.
leading up to I think when 7 came out.
Yeah,
because I was dumb.
Tyrese was fun. The reason 2 sucks is that Tyrese doesn't have anyone to play off. He has Paul Walker, and Paul Walker is shitty at everything.
Black white dude number one.
Yeah, he's so black. Like Tyrese. Is doing the exact same thing he's doing in these earlier and doing it just as well. It's just that Paul Walker is just this, just a blank sheet of paper. Like, it's just nothing. And that is the one where they finally go, all right, street racing is fun, but what if we made this about drug cartels and bringing down planes? Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, part 2. I see where you're going. You're not there. You'll get there in 3 more movies. But for right now, I like his style. So, 2 is number 1 in the relegation zone. The actual first movie is still the worst. It is... I can't even take that movie seriously. Because... they're trying to be profound about street racing, and that movie ruined cars for a good 5 years after that. Everybody in Jamaica had big mufflers and ground effects under the aircraft. It was just the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, but then that would make number three second place. I guess it has to be second place. So it's 2-3, then 4, then 1. Because number one has to be the worst. It is the, by far the... Jordan Abruzzo is a key part of the first one. She's terrible. Legit bad in the movie. And Vin Diesel just keeps mumbling and trying to be profound about street racing. Doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Look at your face. Look at your face. When you hear that. The only cool thing about the first one is when they drive underneath the trucks. That's the only, everything else about that movie. They're stealing DVD players in that one, dog. Fuck off.
Don't you love how things can be dated so quickly, so easily?
No, but that is the low stakes that they were dealing with. It wasn't safe that they had to drag through the streets. Planes that to bring down out of the sky. They're scamming DVD players. It's that first
movie. So yeah, that's where I am on Fast 8. Yeah. You were interested to know why I looked so...
Yeah. You allowed the talking to get in the way, which is an understandable mistake. The next time you watch it, you'll know the talking is there, and you'll just fast forward. Just, I don't want to hear any of this.
If they make me a movie where it's just the last half an hour, I'm good.
They did. It's just the last half of them. Just skip the first 2 hours and focus. That's how I watch the first Avengers movie. I'm sure there's an hour and 15 minutes so, before the last fight scene. I don't know what happens.
So does the DC of this movie get called the Fast Forward and Foolishness?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
No. Still I'm not giving that 1 point.
We still don't have a name for Fast 9.
Fine.
No. Fine is bad.
The Furious Fine.
We have one for 10. Fast 10 is
Fast
first.
10, yes.
Still have one for 9.
Fine.
Fine and the Furious. Alright. If it is the fire and the Furious, lay you down. Fire. I'll take that. Change my mind. Andrew, congratulations.
But pineapple.
Yes.
Yes. So, we are talking about
the Bandoleros.
The Bandolero.
From.
Hey, gringos and pasero, how are you make way for the bandolero? Cause if you don't do that, my friend, then your number is zero. Them lyrics are chop like the sword of Zorro. Roro, should I see me win a Colorado? When I buck up the youth from Conero, when they
Pinchas. Beautifully named. DJ.
Yeah, I don't really remember this song. This was clearly in my prep school days before I was allowed to listen to things like this. But it, yeah, I actually kind of enjoyed it when I was listening to it earlier. And it's funny, I said it to you. We as a culture, we as a people, are the laziest, stupidest people in the world. Because
we keep things simple.
Yeah, we really do. So if you are an artist of the dancehall reggae variety, you are known as a DJ. If you then decide, you know what, no, I will not be a DJ, I will sing, you are known as a sing-J.
Yep.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But you love it.
But I love it. And this fellow like is clearly a sing-J. And he actually has a pretty decent voice. And it's a catchy ass tune, you know?
This is a Spanish.
Spanglish.
Infused song.
Aye, gringos.
He says gringos and pachera. That's all they need. Apparently this song is in reference to some western, but who cares. Pinchos is a delight for about 30 minutes when he's performing. And then he runs out of his original songs and do the thing that I hate most in dancehall, where if you have a voice, you then take that voice and sing other people's songs.
Yep,
and
I
want to strangle you on the spot.
I hate it so hard. You know who was the king of that? Ghost.
Yeah. But Ghost has
and
only...
And Sanchez. Oh.
Right. Sanchez, like Pinchos, can get you a half hour of quality and then a second half of garbage.
Yep.
Ghost has one song. So if you book Ghost for an hour, you're in problem.
No, he has a few other songs.
Mm-hmm. That you want
like,
to listen to?
Like, how you go again? You probably never heard of
yeah.
it. Oh, yes, I remember that song.
But that's not his song. That's not his song.
Yeah.
But I remember the first time I saw Pinchos. I didn't even understand what was happening. Because he came out with a sombrero. And I went, what the shit? I went, what in Christ's name? What is that man wearing? And someone had to explain what. Because I just thought it was a giant stupid hat.
Yeah.
And he had on like a rug over his. Because he had on a suit.
A rug?
I didn't know.
You didn't know what a poncho was.
I was a small child. Wasn't so into westerns back then.
Ah.
And saw this fool come out. Like had a full suit on underneath it. But then just. Poncho and sombrero. And I remember him just the crowd in a trap, just killing it. This entire set, just word for word, everyone singing this song. And I was like, yeah, this is why people come to stage shows. It's the best. And then years later, I saw him again, and he was not. Because by that time, he had fallen away from, like, regular dancehall. And so it was just his old songs, but he was still trying to be young and hip. So I remember him singing a Backstreet Boys song. I Wanted
really?
To Die.
Really?
Know? Yeah.
Ah.
God must have spent a little more time on you.
Mm-hmm.
I Wanted to Die. But this song deserves to be on the list. This song is such a fun song. It's such a timeless song. Because it's a song about being quote unquote a bad man, but it's so fun and light that you don't like you can play this song anyway. No one will take offense to any of the things that are said in this song. So it's just a fun song to listen to.
You sure this is a Jamaican song? Yeah. You sure there's nothing offensive in here?
Like because he's so focused on talking about gringos. And you should never diss the champion. His name is Pinchos. I'm the Dan Gog. And then he just goes off again. And it's just... Oh, God, I love this song. If I were making this list, it would have been way further down the list. But I'm just impressed that they have it on this list at all. Because they made mistakes in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now he's finally batting at about 50%. I think we've done 8 of these now.
Mm-hmm.
4 have been definite good songs. And the other 4 we probably shouldn't talk about.
Yeah.
Especially that number 51.
Yeah. So, clearly, we have found the formula, which is don't ask Brian onto the podcast mm-hmm. and we get good music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think it's him. He's... Yeah. The reason alone, no, he wasn't on for Wayne Wonder, so that's not. Oh no,
he was Wayne Wonder.
Yeah, he's destroying the list.
By the way, his
Brian
first
destroyed that
he did. He his first song was so bad that the computer deleted it.
Computer's like, we can't
have anybody talk about.
No
this,
one needs to see
this song.
This is a nightmare. But yeah, for the people that never heard of Pinchos, which I don't blame you, you should go on YouTube and look up some of his songs and I can't see anybody flat out disliking him because he's so fun. If you like dancehall in any measure at all, you will enjoy Pinchos. So, that's Pinchos Bandolero, and when I no because my wife would probably object to having Bandolero play every time we start watching movies. You know, I could do that. Well, every time the TV turns on, it could automatically start playing Pinchas Bandolero.
Maybe
so
you can
that
just,
I know that it's Western time.
Maybe you can just come to a compromise and that can just be the song that she walks up the aisle, down the aisle to.
There's some lunatic getting married in a Taco Bell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was listening to that podcast.
Which podcast are we talking about? Giant Bombcast?
Yeah, the Giant Bomb.
Of course it
there's
is.
There's some lunatic. He's like...
Isn't that someone they know?
Yeah, it's one of the guys from the podcast.
Wow.
Like, he's a crazy person, but I didn't realize how crazy. He's getting married. And he found a woman willing to be married in a fast food restaurant, which is how I know that I'll be fine. Right? Because my bar isn't anywhere close to that high. I don't need to find a woman willing to throw away the one time she's going to be married in a fast food restaurant.
So you think any woman who's going to marry you will only be married once?
No. The lie is this is the one time. The stats don't back that up. But you have to lie to yourself.
Yeah, Damon's 0 for 2.
Listen, that second one was my fault. Right. Technically, we're never married.
A weekend doesn't come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happens in Vegas, I mean, comes home with
stays
you.
In Nevada. But
in the form of an STD. But outside of that, stays in Vegas. Why would anyone go to a desert to gamble like that? Vegas doesn't even sound like
so fun. So you can have the threat of being killed there.
No.
It just make you want to gamble
okay,
more.
Okay,
right?
Cool. It's never. My life is going to be boring as shit, because all of the things that movies have told me are awesome don't sound awesome. Drinking, smoking, cocaine, and gambling. None of that. I don't want any part of any of those.
But he's such a good actor.